What is it like to be a first-time voter in a country you've lived in for years? And moreover, what if that election was one in which right-wing, overtly xenophobic nationalists were the real winners? Tamsin Walker, WorldLink columnist, can tell you.
DW.
They say you never forget your first time, and I wonder if that will hold true for me. After weeks of looking around for the right person, checking their credentials, wondering whether everything would fall into place to make sure it really happened for me, and imagining what it would feel like when it did, the big day finally arrived. I dressed for the occasion, Sunday best, or at least a version thereof, and headed out into the rain. Crossing the threshold of the building where I was to become one among millions who'd undergone this rite of passage before me, my mood was a mix of excitement and anticipation. And slipping into one of two unceremonious wooden booths erected for the occasion, I did what I was there to do. I marked my ballot paper. Not once, but twice.
I'm writers and critics who prophesize with your pen. And keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win. For the times, they are a-changing.
Oh, you said it, Bob, and how. Not 8 hours later, the polls had closed and the sun was poised to set on a country that had used its turn at the ballot box to give the Alternative for Germany party, the AfD, 94 seats in the Bundestag, and thereby usher a right-wing populist party into the country's parliamentary fold for the first time in more than half a century. As I cycled to work on the morning after the night before, everything looked just as it had throughout the election campaign. Politicians' images bore down at me from their lamppost mountings, some smiling, others seeming to smirk as they gave me their various reasons for having earned the vote I've waited almost 2 decades to be at liberty to cast. They all looked so yesterday. And I swear the colour seemed to have drained out of some of their faces, along with their hopes of appealing to the masses. The poster that most caught my eye was the one I'd previously done such a good job of ignoring. But in the dismal light of the post-ballot day, the AfD's campaign appeal for Germans to dare vote for them was omnipresent, because more than 12% of the population had heeded the call. Throughout my bike ride, I scrutinised the faces of pedestrians, motorists and fellow cyclists, wondering which, if any of them, had contributed to the rise of a movement with anti-immigration rhetoric and sentiment at its core. And later on, I zoomed into the interactive map of Berlin that gives an insight into the predominant political proclivities of entire streets. Mine, and those for some distance around it, I was happy to note, did not show up in the blue that would make them AfD hotbeds. But that doesn't alter the fact that they exist elsewhere, across both the capital and the country. And that Germany is therefore facing a whole new set of challenges. Challenges that have already elicited anti-fascist demonstrations, recriminations, warnings that this, of all nations, must remain ever mindful of its past, questions relating to the how and what of a new coalition, and promises from the AfD to make Angela Merkel play cat to its dog. What they've also laid bare is that Germany's main parties are not only out of touch with the population, but with themselves. And that they have a lot of rethinking and reaching out to do if they're to steer the country back off the course onto which it has now stumbled. A course that runs counter to the very ideals of an open and pluralistic society.
The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
And so I'm quite certain I will remember this particular first, not only because it was my virgin vote as a new German citizen, but because I cast it in what has already been dubbed a historic election.
DW.